Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So we're in a little bit of a philosophical conundrum here. And Patrick Hedger is the VP of Policy at the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. He joins us now. If I read the data that was sent over here before I got to talk to you, Patrick, you're advocating very strongly that what's happening, even if we don't like it, is completely legitimate, legal, and we shouldn't take vengeance on these companies legislatively. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, it's you don't have to like what a company is doing to recognize that the government solution is likely going to be worse. And especially since we're talking about ideas of political speech here, the government solution necessarily requires changes to the First Amendment. And that's a really dangerous Pandora's box that we don't want to open. What I'm calling for here is a little bit of patience, right? When we advocate for free market principles, we don't mean that the market itself will ever be perfect. It's just that it will eventually produce better outcomes than a one-size-fits-all government solution. And I got news for you. The kind of folks that are here in Washington, D.C., that will have control of the levers of power, if you want to put the government in charge of policing what is and what is not acceptable on the internet, that's going to backfire against conservatives and people and supporters of President Trump in an even bigger way than the decisions of these private companies.
Well, that's certainly true. That's another reason I'm frustrated with Republicans letting, if they were going to do something about Section 230, you know, that window for us to be treated fairly and get what we want, that window has opened and closed, and it's not going to reopen for at least four more years, let's be honest. So, but what would you say about the folks who say these are not just private businesses, they're monopolies, they're protected by certain laws that prevent them from being sued, so they're not operating on an equal footing with other companies, and it does appear that they have colluded either I don't know if that can be tracked down by email or not, but they have certainly groupthink. You know, all the major companies have decided that this is the action they're going to take. So the net result is not more speech, not freedom of speech, but suppression of speech because there aren't these other alternatives for people to express themselves. What's your argument back to that statement?
The first thing I'll say is there aren't all other alternatives yet. Right. Again, the market doesn't immediately produce other alternatives. Right. You have to have that genesis point, and maybe that's now where these companies finally go one step too far, and that drives demand for additional services that aren't going to as heavily scrutinize the content that's on their services. Now, when it comes to monopolies in general, you know, the only thing that allows a monopoly that begins to abuse its power to sustain itself is government intervention. Right. Because when a monopoly begins to abuse market power, that naturally creates an economic incentive for somebody to come in and eat their lunch and provide a better service or product for the consumers that are dissatisfied. But what happens usually is that there's a knee jerk reaction. And this goes all the way back to the railroads. This goes back to the airlines. People were dissatisfied with the few options that existed. And in comes the government with heavy handed regulations to try and solve those problems. And what do those regulations do? They lock in the monopolies, because the only companies that are big enough and have the lawyers and the accountants and the lobbyists to be able to deal with that regulation are the existing companies. The new guys get the short end of the stick and, you know, never really able to gain market share. So we don't want to see that happen here. And again, we're talking about regulation based on political affiliation, and that will cut both ways. We don't want to see, and Democrats are already proposing this. One of the Democratic Federal Trade Commission commissioners has said that antitrust law, anti-monopoly law, ought to be used for racial and social justice, right? And so if we open the Pandora's box to use antitrust law to try and support President Trump's supporters, they will use it to assign all sorts of new backdoor regulations and taxes in the interest of social justice, on private companies. So just be very careful what you wish for.
Well, I think that warning is a legitimate warning because we have no control now. And, you know, we're going to be lucky if we even get a hearing on things we're concerned about going forward. So even though people are berserk, you know, I kept thinking, what do I want to say to Patrick, especially reading your positions? And I know that you're experienced in this and you've put a lot of thought in it. I do feel like we get outplayed often, which is political skill and the media kind of putting a finger on the scale here, not being objective and neutral in the way they cover issues and individuals. But it does strike me that we can't be stupid also and be like the guy who's out with his wife and the robber comes up with a gun and is about to kill them, and he has a weapon and says, but I'm against violence. Well, you know what? The violence is happening, and the only question here is whether you're going to survive it or not. And on the other end of you surviving it, you can try to get it right, but you're in grave jeopardy right now. And I'm trying to – I hear exactly what you're saying, and I don't think that you're wrong. I'm just worried about whether we're going to be able to fight that fight in a few years if we don't do something extreme now. And I'm worried about that. I don't know what the answer is. You're saying stay true to the principle.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, history doesn't repeat itself, but it definitely rhymes. Yeah. And when conservatives felt that they were being shut out of the main traditional media, they built their alternatives, and those alternatives have had staying power, even in a regulated market, right? We were talking about conservative talk radio, Fox News. These were alternatives that people never thought were possible, would never get off the ground. And for the last better part of the last two decades, Fox News has been eating CNN and MSNBC's lunch.
Yeah, that's true. It's so good. Hey, Patrick, I gotta run, but I appreciate you coming on, and it's a reasoned thought. And I appreciate you kind of tapping the brakes and pointing out the perhaps unintended consequences of sincere policy proposals. Patrick Hedger, the VP of Policy at the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.